going to say this one more time and louder for the men in the back, because I am stunned at how many men think having a job absolves you of household responsibilities.
When I think of how women have become in 2022, this woman is the poster child. Normally I roast the women at the end, once they are finished talking. But this is a high-level witch. Her bitchy attitude and entitlement are off the charts. I am going to break apart every point she tries to make. You claim you are going to say it again and louder for the men in the back. Men were not listening to you the first time, and they will continue to ignore you, no matter how many times you spout your message. Saying it louder is not going to change anything. Men can see right through you. I do not know if you are delusional or the men you have met are man-childs. Every man I know that has a job still does as many chores as the woman, if not more. Men shovel snow and climb ladders to clean rain gutters and change light bulbs. They mow the lawn, they maintain the vehicles, they dispose of rodents and other unwanted pests, they fix all the things that break around the house, they take out the trash, they do all the things women do not want to do.
You think helping around the house is the equivalent of a second job and therefore unfair. But wait, I thought housework wasn't a job. I thought you said it was easy. And if you think all the things your wife does around the house are easy, then why would you complain for having to participate in them? You think going to work entitles you to a hot meal, clean clothes, and a tidy house, but somehow your working wife is never entitled to those same luxuries.
I do not think going to work entitles me to anything. But the three things you mentioned, clean clothes, a hot meal, and a clean house, are three things that can easily be accomplished. Clothes you simply threw in and out of machines, it literally takes a minute to do. Hot meals, everything is easy mode in our microwave society. They have made it easy because women no longer know how to cook. Yes, there are some women that are good cooks, but I am sure you are not one of those women. More and more men have started to teach themselves how to cook. And Roombas vacuum the house during the day, so there isn't hardly any cleaning involved around the house. All of the chores you mentioned is easy mode. The wife is entitled to the same things as the man. When the woman does laundry and cooks food, her clothes are also being cleaned and she is also being fed at the same time as the man. I do not know where you were trying to go with that comment.
She goes out and works hard just to come home and work harder. If your wife stays home, then she's lazy and does nothing. But if she goes to work, you still make her job out to be less labor-intensive and therefore less valuable. You want all the benefits of masculinity without the responsibility. You sell yourself as providers, but then get mad when women expect you to provide. You want to be celebrated for getting up and going to work every day, but your wife never had a choice. You can't call in sick from being a mother or take the day off from being a wife. There are no holidays or vacations, and she never gets to clock out. She carries a mental load that you could not possibly quantify. And if you're not willing to assist her with it, then don't judge her performance or what it consists of.
Men that are masculine simply are. They expect nothing in return. Men do provide, like I mentioned, they do it when they are ready. When they get home from work, they want to take a nap. You storm into the bedroom bitching, demanding that the lawn be mowed. You disturb the man's peace and well-being. The man is not stupid, he knows what needs to be done. But you get off trying to control him like a pet. Every time you open your mouth with your bitchy attitude, you zap the man of his energy. I have also listened to you talk for 1 minute, and I already want to kick you out of the house. I cannot imagine any man willing to deal with your attitude. I suspect you made this video because men in your past told you to F off. And you never got the message. Now you are a bitter old woman living in a one-bedroom apartment. You spend your days bitching and complaining about your past husbands. Men carry mental loads that you would never understand either. Both men and women handle it differently. The men never complain, they suffer in silence. The ones that are pushed over the edge delete themselves. I currently own 2 houses. I do not need a woman to help me at all. I maintain my houses just fine. I would rather maintain 7 houses than wife up an evil nagging woman like you. Enjoy your one-bedroom apartment with cats.